This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Nigerian suicide bomber kills 7 at an ATM. Ebola deaths approach 5,000. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Police in Nigeria say a suicide bomber has killed at least 7 people at an automated teller machine in the country's northeast. Police say they believe a female suicide bomber carried out the attack Friday and say they have arrested 4 other suspects. Police spokesman says at least 10 people were also injured in the blast, which went off at a branch of the First Bank of Nigeria. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola crisis has risen to 4,960, with more than 13,200 others infected with the disease. Health officials say while the death toll continues to rise, the rate of increase has declined. U.S. President Barack Obama has authorized the U.S. military to deploy up to 1,500 more troops to Iraq in a non-combat role as part of the mission to drive back the Islamic State militants. Carla Babb has the story.
The U.S. military's expanded mission in Iraq will total up to about 3,100 American troops spread across the country. A senior administration official says the coalition will set up 2 advise and assist operation centers, one likely in Anbar province, an area intensely embroiled in the fight against Islamic State, and another likely in northern Baghdad province. With the aid of U.S. airstrikes, Iraqi forces have dealt a number of blows to Islamic State militants in recent weeks. Islamic State fighters have lost a string of towns near the Syrian border, and last week, Iraqi forces recaptured the town of Jerf al-Sakr, about 60 kilometers southwest of Baghdad. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
This is VOA News. President Barack Obama says the American people sent a clear message in this week's election that they want Washington to deliver for them, and says he is willing to work with both parties to do just that. Mr. Obama held his first face-to-face talks with congressional leaders Friday since Republicans seized control of the Senate and tightened their grip on the House in Tuesday's vote. The president said the American people are frustrated by the gridlock in Washington. He said he wants them to see more cooperation between the parties.
The American people just want to see work done here in Washington. I think they're frustrated by the gridlock. They'd like to see more cooperation. And I think all of us have the responsibility, me in particular, to try to make that happen.
He spelled out 3 areas where he says Congress can work together: emergency funding to fight Ebola, a budget for 2015, and providing another $5.6 billion to confront the threat by Islamic State. Mr. Obama said he's committed to judging ideas and whether they work and not as Democratic or Republican proposals. After the meeting, Republican House Speaker John Boehner issued a statement saying he made it clear to the president that jobs and the economy are the American people's top priority. NATO says it has seen a large buildup of armored vehicles on the Russian side of the border with Ukraine. NATO sources said Friday that the vehicles appeared to be unmanned. However, a spokesperson said they represent a potential for significant reinforcements of heavy weapons to the Ukrainian separatists. Earlier Friday, Ukraine and Russia had sent dozens of tanks, heavy weapons, ammunition, and soldiers into Kremlin-backed eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council spokesman said in a televised briefing that at least 32 tanks, 16 howitzer artillery systems, and 30 trucks loaded with ammunition and fighters from Russia crossed into separatist-held Ukrainian territory Thursday. Mexico's government says 3 Guerrero Unidos gang suspects have admitted to killing 43 missing students after police handed the students over to the gang in the southern state of Guerrero September 26th. The attorney general said evidence points to the students being killed and their bodies burned near a municipal garbage dump. The remains were thrown into a river. Dozens of people have been arrested in connection with the kidnapping. The UN Security Council has imposed sanctions on Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh and 2 Yemeni Shiite Muslim leaders for threatening Yemen's peace and stability, sponsored by the United States. The sanctions include a worldwide travel ban and freezing of foreign assets. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. Quite often when you meet someone, you ask them, how's the family doing? Well, in this case, on Jazz America, we're going to hear from four brothers from the same family, the Marsalis family, all of which have brand new releases. Yes, many people say that the Marsalis family from New Orleans, led by the patriarch, the great pianist, composer, educator, and band leader Ellis Marsalis, is the first family of jazz in the 21st century. As a family, they have become NEA jazz masters. That's quite a thing to have achieved. As an individual, but as an entire family, well, it's just astounding. And another astounding fact is that all four brothers, Branford, Winton, Delfeo, and Jason, have brand new releases all out right now at the same time. We'll talk to Branford and Winton, and we'll hear from all four of these works on this edition of Jazz America. But first, I want to give you some music from a California-based big band that's been around since 2001 and has garnered 11 Grammy nominations over the years, including one for the brand new album you're just about to hear from. Gordon Goodwin is a multi-instrumentalist, arranger, and composer who has led Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, and that's Fat spelled P-H-A-T, for all these years. And his new release with the band, Life in the Bubble, has once again garnered a Grammy nomination. He had worked on the music for the motion picture of Get Smart, and here is some of that music with the big band helping him perform it. It's Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, 11-time Grammy nominees, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. answers twice. It's really killing. He's so willing to make with me. Picture a little loveliness down where the roses claim. Picture the same sweet loveliness. Just think what a year will bring. He's washing dishes. So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
From the 2011 release, Here We Go Again, recorded live at the Jazz at Lincoln Center Complex with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra led by Wynton Marsalis. That was a wonderful celebration of Ray Charles that they staged in 2011 with Willie Nelson, famous country singer, joining with Wynton Marsalis for this project. And as you just heard, the beautiful voice of Norah Jones on the classic Makin' Whoopee. Just a taste of the music of Wynton Marsalis, and we're going to hear more from him during this edition of VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host. And on this edition, we'll give you music from four different releases just out in the last few months from the four sons of Ellis Marsalis, the Marsalis brothers. First, we're going to hear from a new album from the great trombonist Delfeo Marsalis with his father, Ellis Marsalis, on the piano, joining with him for a cut from The Last Southern Gentleman, the song The Secret Love Affair. But first, let's go backstage at the induction of the NEA Jazz Masters and speak to two of those brothers, Branford and Wynton, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Okay, in the left channel, I got Wynton Marsalis. In the right, I got Branford. And in the background, I got your dad, the man with the touch.
Yeah.
And you know, congratulations on your whole family becoming NEA Jazz Masters. You guys are too young to be masters.
I would concur. I would agree with that.
Well, he and I are not that young, man. He's 50, I'm 49. I mean, we're not boys.
Yeah, but still, Jazz Master, come on, man. That's like a 70-year-old.
Hey, listen, is this a jinx? It's like having a statue of you.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
I've got two questions.
I like your statue, though. You got a good statue in France, in Marciac. Got a statue of Wynton in Marciac. It's killing, too.
Oh, my goodness. You're way too young for that, too.
No, he's had it for years.
Great. Now, all right, now, the thing is, how did you guys, being the age you are, did your father work the magic of making you love jazz so much when you guys were off into something else?
I already told you.
I know, but I want
to love jazz later when we got to New York. Or you tell me.
So he had something to do with it. Come on.
We like the musicians, man. Yeah, I mean, we love the musicians more than the music.
And the other question is, I'm one of three sons. How did your mama feed all of you people?
Well, Louisiana, the cost of living was never as crazy as it is up here.
But, you know,
she did her best. A lot of spaghetti, huh, bro? Spaghetti.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, bro.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Spaghetti.
Thank you.
It must be nice if you have a brand new project you're working on and you can call in your NEA Jazz Master father to play piano with you. That's the case with Delfeo Marsalis' new release, The Last Southern Gentleman, and the song The Secret Love Affair. Delfeo Marsalis on the trombone and Ellis Marsalis, his father, on the piano with John Clayton on bass and Marvin Smitty Smith on the drums. Quite a band. That Marsalis family can put together a great band, and so could this family. Here's drummer Elvin Jones, whose brothers Thad and Hank were also fantastic jazz musicians themselves. From his 1979 release, Very Rare, with Art Pepper, Roland Hanna, and Richard Davis joining him, here's Elvin Jones with his version of Chano Pozo's classic 1010 Dio on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Many a version of Chano Pozo's classic 1010 Dio has been recorded over the years, none better than Elvin Jones' version from 1979 and his album Very Rare. Hope you enjoyed that. Here on VOA's Jazz America, Elvin Jones of that Detroit, Michigan Jones family. What a talented family, Thad Jones and Hank Jones, as well as Elvin. And we'll hear more from the Marsalis family. In fact, we'll hear the latest from Wynton Marsalis in collaboration with an old friend of his, a great pianist. That's coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from a longtime Jazz America listener. It reads as follows. Hey, Russ Davis, how is it going? This is your usual listener, Betamariam Hailu, from the capital of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa. I enjoy your show each weekend, and today I've got a request for you. Would you mind playing some music from Grover Washington, Jr.? I hope you don't. And the rest, things are going nice with jazz music. Until we meet in the next email, good time, man. Well, thank you, Betamariam, and it is my pleasure to play for you one of the classics from the late, great saxophonist who was born in Buffalo, New York, upstate New York, but he made Philadelphia his home, and Philadelphia embraced him as one of its own sons. Grover Washington Jr., doing the Motown classic by Marvin Gaye, Trouble Man, just for you, Betamariam Hailu, listening in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, to VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. Spirited piece of new jazz comes from a collaboration between two guitarists from different musical worlds. Eric Johnson from the world of rock and blues wanted to collaborate with the great jazz guitarist Mike Stern, and they've done just that on a brand new album entitled Eclectic, and from that, I hope you enjoyed Mike Stern's composition, Remember. Well, speaking of collaborations, I've got one right now. From a brand new release just out, titled Together Again Live in Concert, it's the great son of New Orleans, Wynton Marsalis, the son of Ellis Marsalis and part of that first family of jazz today, the Marsalis family, and his longtime friend, also New Orleanian pianist Marcus Roberts. We'll hear them doing the Jelly Roll Morton song, New Orleans Blues, after we talk to Wynton Marsalis here on VOA's Jazz America.
When I walk by Columbus Circle, for folks that have never been to New York City, it's really sort of the center of the city in many, many ways, physically. Mm-hmm. And now when you go to that spot in New York City, right at the corner, southwest corner of Central Park, you will see two magnificent towers up above the city. And you will see the Time Warner Center. And right there in the corner is Rose Hall and Jazz at Lincoln Center. And when you saw that sign go up, tell me what you thought.
Well, I'm not going to lie. It was exciting. The whole thing has been exciting to build the first ever halls constructed for the acoustics and the feeling of jazz. And it's been a tremendous effort on behalf of our entire organization, our board, our staff, all the musicians and orchestra. We've been working for a long time. The city government, people all around, the state government, everyone has pitched in to help us get our halls off the ground and try to create something new for jazz music.
So for people around the world, you can be assured of the fact that Americans do love their art. It seems like when you think about America from a long distance, you think that there are other priorities at play. But certainly art is fostered. In this case, it certainly has come through when you say Winton.
Well, we're coming around. You know, we're a young country. And we, you know, it takes us a while because a lot of things are going on and our administration changes every 4 years. Sometimes it's eight. And we have a lot of different agendas and we have mass media. We have many things that are that reduce our people. But we are also a people that are always ascending.
Speaking of ascending, let's raise the tempo a bit with New Orleans Blues, Jelly Roll Morton's song, Wynton Marsalis with Marcus Roberts on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. celebrating the Marsalis family on this edition of Jazz America and recorded live at the Jazz at Lincoln Center Complex in New York City. Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, his old friend Marcus Roberts on piano, with Jason Marsalis on the drums. We'll hear him leading his band and playing vibes later on this show. Doing Jelly Roll Morton's classic, New Orleans Blues. Now let's enjoy another live performance, this one by Duke Ellington. Ellington doing Sea Jam Blues, recorded live at New York City's Whitney Museum of Art in 1972. More on the Marsalis family coming up next hour.